Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of showers tonight, a low of 58. Full forecast details are coming up. Careless use of a combustible liquid and an aerosol spray is listed as the cause of a fire at 1625 State Street in Racine late this morning that forced a man onto the roof of his home. According to a fire department news release, a mattress in a second-floor bedroom ignited, trapping the occupant identified as Mark Parcho. He climbed out of a window onto a lower section of the roof and was rescued by firefighters who quickly put out the fire. Damage to the home is estimated at $5,000. In addition to Parcho, there were 13 family pets in the home. One did not survive. The fire was reported about 11:35 this morning. A new name, a new look, and a new vision are on the way for Racine's Bell Urban System buses as of next week. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Late Monday morning at the Corrine Reed Owens Transit Center, Mayor John Dickert is going to be joined by representatives from the city transit system to roll out the new brand for the bus. They will also announce new plans to improve and expand public transit in Racine and other parts of southeast Wisconsin. The entire fleet of city buses will be getting cost-effective decals to revitalize the brand for a cohesive appearance. Special promotion. Promotions, fares, and opportunities will be available for the business community. And a partnership with Coach USA will offer commuter bus service to Metra train service in Kenosha, connecting riders to Chicago and the north suburbs on a 7-day-a-week basis beginning September the 1st. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss participated in the White House Infrastructure Summit this afternoon. With other state and local leaders, the event on the nation's infrastructure, including a roundtable discussion with President Trump. Voss noted the state's infrastructure is falling into disrepair and said, "We need a long-term, sustainable solution to fund our transportation needs." Voss added that he appreciates President Trump and his staff for taking the time to talk with state and local officials for those perspectives. Speaker Voss is also in Washington this week for the Legislative Leaders Symposium at the Washington Conference on State Legislatures. The City of Racine Water Utility has applied to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission for authority to adjust water rates, calling for an overall increase in annual revenues by 6%. The notice is posted on the website for the Village of Summers because residents living on or near the Kenosha-Racine County line in the Summers KR Utility District will be impacted. The PSC will review the application and determine the actual level of required revenue after holding a public hearing. Racine Unified's Knapp Elementary is a neighborhood school with mainly a walk-in student population, which is why concerns about the traffic pattern around the building were raised last year and got to the Common Council this week, but amended slightly at the last minute. Alderman Henry Perez, who works at the school and does crossing guard duty, said he was disappointed by the Traffic Commission's plan to remove the current four-way stop at 17th and Grange. Perez asked to amend the recommendation by keeping the current four-way stop at 17th and Grange, in addition to installing a four-way at 17th and Quincy.
It actually puts a four-way stop sign at both ends of the street, which is very long. The kids are coming that way where the playground is, where they want to remove the four-way stop sign. Yes, there is a school crossing guard, but that doesn't seem to have any manage or control over the traffic. I think that a four-way stop sign on both ends will help control that somewhat.
The council voted for the amended traffic patterns and parking restrictions around Knapp School. Racine County will be changing banks if the full county board approves. At last night's Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave told supervisors he felt it was time to look for a new financial partner to handle the county's banking needs. So proposals were requested and one stood out.
One of the suggestions that I made is I really feel it's important that we do banking with a local entity. We have a fine local banking, more than a fine local banking entity. We have a great one in Johnson Bank. Through the interview process, they more than came out on top, and I'm proud to sit here today to recommend that you guys approve this three-year contract with Johnson Bank.
The county currently contracts with Wells Fargo for banking services. The recommendation to approve the contract with Johnson Bank will go to the full board next week. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.